Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRV 3.185. And we're so glad to have you aboard tonight. We got a great message for you. Tonight we're going to talk about faith. And except you become as little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So we want to be content with what we have and what Yahweh has given us to glorify His great name. Here it says in Matthew chapter 17 verse 20, to lay a little groundwork, a gestalt for you before we start tonight's message. We've got to announce that we are launching, this is our maiden voyage, here on Saturday evening to be with you around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRV 3.185. And my, how that we are so fortunate and blessed to be in your presence and to have the opportunity by those who love Yahweh. Tonight we're sponsored exclusively by a brother down in Mississippi, and we're so glad that he's got enough faith and enough love to have that faith that was once delivered to the saints. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of those who want to get the message of Yahweh out to His people. And we're seeking those who are His people to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's who we're going to. Tonight, we are simulcasting around the world on Internet 3.185. And tonight, we're also transmitting on two frequencies tonight. And we are so thankful, as those around the radio network that are joining us tonight, by chance, if you are, on 5050, we are now transmitting this message tonight off of two of the transmitters. That's 3.185 WWRB, Clear Channel Around the World, and 5.050 Around the World on Clear Channel. We're so delighted to have you down south. We're going on 5-0, and we hope and trust that we're making a trip for you, and we would certainly appreciate any feedback that you can give us on tonight's message, how you're receiving it, where you're receiving it, and things of this nature as we launch into the Saturday night message around the world with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Now, tonight, by faith, you see, we're here by faith tonight, and we're here glorifying the one that taught us faith. You know, the Bible said to study to show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Having faith, have faith. Here it says in Matthew 17:20, which is going to be our launcher of the word faith, and it's impossible to please our Creator without it, and there'll be times that you'll need it. And I've experienced those mountains that have to be walked or climbed by faith. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, now this has always amazed me, because He didn't say the mustard seed, He said the grain. Now, if you was to dissect a grain of mustard, you would find in this seed a multiple host of little grains packed into the seed. Now, this is amazing. And basically, if we understand the words here, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and I've always wondered how in the world, you know, when he walked on the water and when he raised the dead and when he cast out devils, he said, you can do these things and greater things can you do, and yet we have so limited faith. Now, faith is a process. The Bible said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except to be sent? Now, let's position ourselves, if you will, into the divine aspects of the doctrine of righteousness that will produce faith. Number one, the first commandment off of the Bible is that you should remember this one thing. Hear, O Israel. Now, it didn't say hear, world. It didn't say to all the world. It said to Israel. Hear, O Israel. Now, this is his bride. You know, he divorced her in 721 B.C. and sent her packing. And yet, when he came, he reached out to reclaim his bride. And the Bible said in John chapter 3, verse 29, starting there, that he actually came as a bridegroom. He came back to claim his bride, this new bride that had spread her wings, so to speak, and took her flight and had been driven into the earth. And that's why he said, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so the most important thing for us tonight is to fear Yahweh and keep his commandments. Now, his commandments are not grievous. And I've always strive to enter in at the straight gate. And when you really get to seeking the Father in earnest, when you push your plate back, and when you contemplate, and when you think upon these things, you find how insignificant this body of flesh man is. He is just a ball of dirt, literally. Just a few minerals, I believe, that the last time they analyzed the cost of the minerals that would create a flesh body was about $13.80. Now, that's not very much worth of what you are in the flesh. But there's a great mystery. There is a spirit that dwelleth in the flesh that is almost important to the Father. You see, the Father sought such people to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's John 4:24. So if Yahweh is a spirit, and then your flesh man profits nothing, but in you is placed the spirit of Yahweh, then that spirit communes back to the Father from whence it came. It was appointed before the foundations of the world with your name on the Lamb's book, that you might be processing, or that you might know in the processing of time, that Yahweh could bless you and give you the treatments of the joy, and that Yahweh could bless you and keep you, and that you could understand the very things that Yahweh has promised you, which is the word of Yahweh, and it is a strong tower. And the righteous, the Bible said the righteous run into it and they're safe. So if you believe in Yahweh and you've placed your faith in him and you know that you've passed from death unto life, then what you must do is that you must seek him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And then you should do this. You should love your brother or your sister as your very self. Do not be conceited. Do not be high-minded. But condescend to the weakness of the flesh. Present your body a living sacrifice, which is Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yahweh, which the Bible said, that is your reasonable service. Now, I'm going to tell you along the way, the life's highway, that you'll have many ups and downs. The Bible specifically says that a man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Now, I don't know about you, but if life has dealt you a lemon, then you must slice the lemon and squeeze it and get all of the necessary ingredients of the process into your life that would be pleasing to the Father. First of all, the Bible would want you to know in whom you believed. You must have confidence in who you serve. You've got to reach out, and you've got to hold on. Because it says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, how much faith does that take? Very little. And here is Jeremiah 17, verse 7, and I love the scripture. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh and has made Yahweh his hope and confidence. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh and has made Yahweh his hope and confidence. Cast your cares upon Yahweh, for he cares for you. Now, I know that doesn't really seem as so when all of these things that you have to confront in life. And believe me, if you live long enough, you will confront the things that life has to give to you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That's what the Bible says now. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh will deliver them out of them all. Now, I'm going to repeat that because right now, my faith needs a double shot of the Holy Ghost to believe the things of the promises that he has given, and I hope and trust that you need it too. Listen to this. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who has this confidence in Yahweh. Well, if you have confidence in Yahweh, and you know the truth, and the truth has made you free, then you've separated yourself from the majority of the world that has no confidence in Yahweh. But blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh. Now, he's not cursed if he trusts Yahweh. But there is scriptures to indicate that if you don't cast your cares upon him, and the Bible says he really cares for you, do you think that he would let one of his sons or one of his daughters perish with them pleading and calling for the soul to find its rest? Well, listen to Psalm 62:1. David is an example. And I'd like to give you a text gestalt tonight in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. If you'd like to write that down, I'm going to speak on this, that sometimes you might have to encourage yourself. When people around you, you get bad news, or something happens to you to reflect upon where you stand, were you going to stand with Yahweh, or are you going to stand with man? Now, notice in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, when things was going bad for David, when all of the kingdom had turned against him, when both man and woman were wanting to stone him. I mean, he had made some terrible, horrific blunders in his kingship and directly toward Israel. He had failed Yahweh greatly. The people were disappointed in him. But the Bible said, at this greatest moment of challenge to David, that he encouraged himself. Now, I want you to repeat that with me tonight. David encouraged himself in the Father. Sometimes you may have to encourage yourself when nobody else will encourage with you. You may have to do that. Now, if you encourage yourself, if you encourage yourself to bless Yahweh and to know that you have passed from death unto life, then you know for sure that Yahweh is going to send you blessings galore. But He'll hold those blessings off until you have learned to trust Him. Now, trusting Yahweh is a very difficult task. And you know why? Because Yahweh is a spirit, and you can't see a spirit. And Yahweh must be taken by faith. Now, if Yahweh is taken by faith, Jeremiah 17:7 again says, "Blessed is a man who trusts in Yahweh and has made Yahweh his hope and confidence." Well, when David needed this confidence, he began to have to encourage himself. There will come a time in your life that your brother, your sister, your wife, your friend, or your foe cannot encourage you to keep trusting Yahweh in a time of trouble. Now, the Bible says about the time of trouble, "Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, saith Yahweh." Now, do you really believe that? Maybe the news is bad, and maybe you've had a trial of affliction, and maybe that your confidence is not what it ought to be, but it has to be tested and tried. The Bible says that everyone that Yahweh receives into His kingdom, that He will purge them, and He will give them lessons or tests to develop, number one, character and integrity and faith and hope and charity. Now, the greatest of these is charity. Now, what does charity mean? Well, it's a form of the word, the Greek word, to give. But in this case, it doesn't really mean that. The Bible says you can give all your goods to feed the poor and have not charity, it profits you nothing. So, see, it's a misunderstanding. And charity is giving out Yahweh. Charity is to praise Him. And charity is to glorify Him. And charity is to magnify Him in your praises. Notice this. This is in Psalm 62:1. "My soul finds rest in Yahweh alone." Oh my. "My soul finds rest in Yahweh alone. My salvation comes directly from Him. And the steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are renewed every morning." Ladies and gentlemen, when you really believe that you've passed from death to life, you'll know that because you love your brother. You'll know that you'll have mercy. And you'll know that you'll put Him first. And you know that your trials and tribulations are no greater at any moment than your brother or your sister that is walking on this same pathway, where the Bible said many, now repeat this, many are the afflictions of Yahweh, and Yahweh delivers them out of them all. Now you say, well, why would Yahweh afflict you? It builds character. It builds confidence if you'll trust Him. It's a test to see if you will launch out into the deep with your faith and move those mountains that the Messiah is talking about here in Matthew 17:20. Look what Peter says here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. "Be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. Now, let me interject a thought to you right here. Because, you know, we ultimately fear death. Death is something that is mysterious and strange and foreboding and unacceptable to the flesh man. He can't deal with it. It's something he don't... It's fatal. The flesh man never returns from the ashes or the dust of the earth. He never returns. But there is something within that flesh body that is precious to Yahweh. Now, let me give you a scripture. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. Paul said to die is gain. You know, they left Paul for dead many, many times when he should have died. He didn't die. And the reason he didn't die is because of the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Yahweh is a strong tower. And the Bible says, the righteous run into it and they're safe. Now, how safe are you when you know to do good and do it not? That means that you must learn the tests and the trials and the tribulation. If you know to do good, then what you've got to do is you've got to pronounce the good that you know against the evil that you also know. Because there is a tree in life of good and evil. Now, the flesh man would seek to turn his face to the world or to trust in man. The spirit man wants you to turn your face to the wall like Hezekiah. Now, when the great prophet Isaiah, when he carried the word over to Hezekiah and said, Hezekiah, set your house in order because you're going to die. Well, what did Hezekiah do, ladies and gentlemen, under the extreme trial of his faith? Well, the Bible said, now, they may have been a consulting of physicians for sure to confirm or get a second opinion. And it probably verified what Isaiah, the prophet, had said. And probably the physicians had verified, yeah, he's in bad critical shape. And probably that prophecy that Isaiah gave you is going to be true. However, the Bible says that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And he began to seek Yahweh with tears and fasting and praying. And then the Bible says, sometime, who knows how long, because see, it's a dark, foreboding valley of doubt that clouds, when you get bad news, it clouds your very being to where it can't think. It numbs. It's a numbing experience. When you have things said to you that you're going to die and you don't have any alternate way to remedy it. Here Hezekiah, the man that had led a wonderful life, and he was very powerful in his kingdom, and yet he basically got this bad news. And the way he dealt with this news is he turned to his father. Now, the face to the wall means that all the walled opposition of his faith was pronounced upon him. Here a prophet, and no doubt the confirmation of the physicians, said that he was going to die. And yet he turned his face to the wall and he wept. And in tears, you see the Father. You'll never see the Father until there's a tear that will give you a clean insight to he that comes to Yahweh must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know this by experience. Yahweh will reward you if you seek him. Now, what about if he doesn't move for you? Now, in this case, he moved for Hezekiah. And no doubt there's been times in the past when Yahweh didn't move for people that sought him just as greatly as maybe, perhaps, Hezekiah. Well, let me enter this proposition to you to stroke your faith and to tell you some of the things that I'm trying to tell you tonight, and that is this. The days that you have upon the earth are numbered. And there's no discharge when death is pronounced. There's no discharge in the war. Now, why did Hezekiah get an extension of 15 years on his life when he was told to set his house in order that he was going to die? Well, whether it's 15 years, 30 years, 50 years, or 1,000 years, Hezekiah would have long been gone. Even if it had been 1,000 years that he was to live, which it wasn't. Because a man's life is sealed within the tube of 120 years or less. Now, if that's true, and that you have to give up the ghost somewhere between the 1 and 120, and I don't know of anybody that's lived to be over 120 years since the pronouncement came on a man. There's people that live to be 80 and 90 and 100, and some beyond that. But very few people survive over 100 years. Very few. The centurions of the count, if you would number a century of living here upon this earth, and irregardless of what you've done and what you've benefited, those days are numbered, pre-numbered. It has nothing to do with genetics. I'm told that some diseases are accredited through genetics, and I believe that. Because the sins of the fathers are visited upon the children for the third and fourth generations. However, within that framework of knowledge, there is a set day for you to die, and there's no discharge there. So when your time comes up, you're going to die. Now, let's say that perhaps that Hezekiah, his time wasn't up until the 15 years. That's the day he was to die. And, of course, he died on that very day that number came up. But let's say he had a wake-up call. And some people get a wake-up call. It's a preliminary wake-up call to the fact that death is certain. And there's no discharge in that war. So Hezekiah became a more productive man in the last 15 years of his life than all of his life before him. That was the wake-up call, and that's what it's for. Yahweh wants you to be about your Father's business. Yahweh wants you to work more. And He wants you to strive to enter into the straight gate. He wants you, if you know things, and you've got knowledge within you, He wants you to have the charity to share it. That's what this is. It's not the giving away of your physical things, which that's important if you see somebody naked and hungry to give them physical food. But if you see somebody spiritually naked and hungry and turn your knowledge away from that person that it could help, that's what Yahweh's talking about. Be productive. Fear Yahweh and keep His commandments and walk upright, and Yahweh will give you, you'll eat literally. Eat the good of the land. Now, notice this in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. The steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. Now, when you're down on your face and you're facing bad news and you've got a mountain and there's nobody around to climb it with you because they can't go there, your brother and sister cannot go. They can comfort you like Job's comforters. They came just to give him comfort, and that was wondrous. But yet it didn't settle the issue of Job's faith. Your faith will be tried, and your faith alone must have a foundation underneath it to secure you when the winds of life change dramatically in your life, and you need another direction. And this is what it says. The steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Oh my. Every morning you'll get an insight. Just like yesterday, I got a renewal of my faith in the morning. And my faith was really put to a test before that. But yesterday morning, I got a word from Yahweh. And it renewed my faith. And I found that scripture. The steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. His mercy never come to an end. And they are new every morning. Notice this. It's usually in the morning when good news from Yahweh comes. It's in the evening or the dark time when bad news comes. Now, the Bible said night time come or darkness comes when no man can work. So work while it's light. If you've got the knowledge to dispense, and you've got brothers and sisters that love you and want you to speak your knowledge and to teach people and to be reverently, fearfully, aggressively approaching the kingdom, the Bible said to enter in boldly. If you're Yahweh's servant and death is a gain, why should you seek to live? Because Yahweh's done give you the number of days, and if you get bad news in between that, that don't mean that it's Yahweh's news. It may mean the forces of evil. You see, if you believe something and you get bad news and you believe it strong enough, you're going to perish because of the power of the mind to believe that which may not be necessarily so. That's why when you get bad news in the evening, that you lay on your face, you push your plate back, and you seek Yahweh until good news comes in the morning. And it will. Yahweh's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. In the sixth hour, He's with you, and He will not forsake you in the seventh. Now, the seventh hour is that's complete. That would mean right at the point of death. Precious in Yahweh's sight is the death of His saints. He's not going to leave you. Listen to this one now. This is in Psalms 119, verse 105, and I love this. The Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You see, you get in the Word, you read it, and I love people that talk faith. I love people that administer faith. You know, there's people that will minister to you bad news, and eventually bad news is going to come to everybody. Be prepared to receive bad news, and then launch out with your faith into the deep. Let down your nets, and you'll draw up the light of the morning. And the light of the morning will have a message in it for you if you'll seek it and if you'll listen to that message. And be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what did he mean by that, by overcoming the world? Because, you see, they killed him. Well, death is a sure thing. And it's once appointed, you're going to die irregardless of how healthy you may be. You could be sick and live longer than someone healthy that thinks they're going to live longer and then die of some tragedy, some health issue that they never knew they had. And so then, Yahweh is wanting you to come to Him and let the Word be a lamp to your feet. When darkness comes, turn on the lamp, the light of the Word. Seek Him and walk in that path. Notice this, Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Now let me repeat that. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Now who? Love who? Love Yahweh. Keep His commandments. If you love Him, you'll keep His commandments. What about water baptism for the remission of sins? Well, if you haven't been baptized and you say you love Yahweh, and that baptism is not part of the plan, well, then you're denying what He done. He laid down His life for you, but He first laid His life down in baptism. You ever notice that? See, He died. The old man was buried in the watery grave. It symbolizes the putting off the old man and putting on the new. So He was ready for the resurrection. He was ready for His death to renew. And by that simple act of believing Yahweh in water baptism, for the remission of sins. Now, though the Messiah was cleansed and he didn't have any sin, he did it as an illustration and as an example for you. That you were sinful, and that you needed a Savior. That's why he came, by the way, to save you from your sins. Now, the first article of faith is to repent and to turn from that road of sin, be sorry for your sins, confess your sins, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and your children, and as many as are afar off. That was the lost sheep. That was those that had been scattered abroad. And in the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, go only. Go only. Follow the instruction sheet. Go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the program. That's the light of His Word. That is the lamp to your feet, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. Now listen to this one. Luke 17:21. And this has been a marvelous scripture in my life. The kingdom of God is within you. So when things get bad outside and you see the handwriting on the wall, go in and find that perfect light. Look for it. Search for it. Feel for it. Ask for it. Seek for it and knock for it. You know, one of the greatest revelations of seeking, asking, and knocking came to me when I was a young disciple and I'd started off on my journey and I was not too educated in the Word. I was seeking and searching and trying to find. I did a lot of fasting and praying at that time. And I noticed in the Bible the statement by the Messiah. And He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. And then I noticed that the first word of ask is A. The second letter of that is seek. That would be an S. And the other is a K. A-S-K. That's the way in English we spell ask. And so ask, seek, and knock, if you will letter the first letter of those three, ask, seek, and knock. Again, going down vertically through the word exchange, he simply says ask. Ask that you may receive. For many ask, and James said, they ask amiss. They ask to consume it upon their own lust. If you're just wanting something to use Yahweh for some specifically flesh-minded purpose, and I can avow that I have asked many times for fleshly purposes, and it wasn't given. But when I really sincerely sought the will of the Father in my life, and sometimes you must seek the will of the Father in your life, the perfect will. Come unto me, ye who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn of me. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, ye who are weary and overburdened. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a fact of life. It'll happen to you. And then what do? You don't go to the world. You don't seek the world. You don't ask the world. You come to Yahweh. The first thing you do is that you lay down upon your face. You push your plate back. You seek the will of the Father in your life. Notice this in Job chapter 37, verse 14. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of Yahweh. Oh, my. Stand still and seek the wonderful works of Yahweh. Isn't that wonderful? Stand still. Back when I was a young man, I was going to and fro, had more zeal than I had knowledge. And I had a scripture given to me by Yahweh in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 10. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. You've got to be still. You've got to wait on Him. You've got to trust Him. Beloved, this is 3 John chapter verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Stand still and consider the wondrous works. Above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health. There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. Let's say you get some bad news, and it brings fear. It brings numbing fear upon your body. Your body don't know how to assimilate that. It's panic. It's take your flight, rush to someone that can help you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the only one that can help you is what the Bible says. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh and has made Yahweh his hope and confidence. Now, that's very simple. Blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh and has made Yahweh his hope and confidence. And why are you anxious about what you wear? Notice this. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Oh my. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, is not arrayed like one of these. Just a little simple lily in the field. It don't toil and it don't spin. Consider how they grow. Consider your faith. Let it grow. And remember that the glory of Yahweh will reward your faith. Put your confidence with Yahweh. John 14:27, listen to this one. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives I unto you, but peace I leave with you. Now, that perfect peace is found in seeking Him. That perfect peace is found by asking Him, by seeking Him, and by knocking on His door. You know, he's pretty busy, and sometimes you might have to knock longer than what you expected. You may have to seek Him because He's very busy. He's out doing all kinds of things. He's making sure this lily is growing. He's watering the plants around the world. He's got a lot of things to look after and a lot of people that have His attention and need Him for other purposes. Maybe just because He don't move for you just when you want Him to, don't mean that He won't move when He needs to at the right time. Notice this. John 10:10. This is why He came. I came to you that you might have life and have it in abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, our purpose in Him is to serve Him because you are the temple of Yahweh, the living Elohim. And the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you, if so be that you have Yahweh. Whosoever and whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Now, if you live and you have dedicated your life to a career and you have spent your time doing that and you don't know Yahweh, you are a foolish man. But if you sought Him first and then launched out into the deep with your faith And you know this, it's Matthew 19:26. With men, there is nothing possible. But to Yahweh, all things are possible. Now listen to that. With man, nothing is possible. Without him, you can do nothing, the Bible said. Although man can do some marvelous things in medical, and yet it seems like they get rid of one thing and it creates another problem. They give you one medicine and it causes a reaction to two or three more symptoms that you have. And it's a continuous, unending cycle of disaster. But if you will turn to him, as Psalms 11 and verse 1, in Yahweh put your trust. Now you see that? In Yahweh put your trust. For Yahweh is with you and in you in all that you do. Genesis 21 verse 22. I'll give you peace and quietness. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Freely you have received and freely give. Matthew 10:8. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now wherewith saith Yahweh. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Oh my. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. Psalms 111 verse 3. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Yah, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Isn't it wonderful? Oh my. Till the heavens and the earth, tell them to celebrate and to sing. Command every mountain to join us in song. Isaiah 49:13. For Yahweh says, in the time of trouble, he will set me upon a rock. Now that's a good foundation, ladies and gentlemen. Now notice that. Claim this in your spirit. Psalms 27 verse 5. In the time of trouble, he shall set me upon a rock. Your foundation's solid, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't going to fall if you'll trust him. But if you won't trust him, then you're going to build on the sand. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust not in man. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and understanding, for that gain is better than the gain of silver, and profit better than gold. You see, ladies and gentlemen, most people seek the profits of the natural. Seek the profits of the spiritual. Psalms 34:14. Seek peace and ensure it and pursue it. The earth is full of goodness of Yahweh. Psalms 33:5. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. We got people that will not forgive. They're resentful. They're full of spite and resentment and hatred. And it's like a cancer. It's like a sore that enters into the body and it festers. And the end of that road is death. Be not resentful. Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. And the prayer, the model prayer that he taught us to pray, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. For all of this that we live for is for his kingdom and for his glory. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you in all places where thou goest. Genesis 28:15. That's a promise to Abraham. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you in all places where thou goest. Abraham had to start traveling, but every journey, every pearl, everything that he encountered in the way of obstacles, Yahweh was always with him. Listen to this one now. And this is what my message has been about tonight, as I close it out for you, as my time is almost coming gone. He who refreshes others will be refreshed. That's Proverbs 11:25. Your Father knoweth the things that you need before you ask, but ask that you might receive. Matthew 6:8. The Father knows the things you need of but ask. Now abide of faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, our flesh man wants us to lean with that understanding that we've been taught to lean on. But it says, trust Yahweh and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Oh my, I need that scripture. I hope you do too. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time is just about come and gone, and we are, as I've said, we've launched a new date for the Shepherd's Call Ministries, brought to you courtesy of Brother Mark, down in the great state of Mississippi. He is sponsoring our program two nights a week out of his own pocket, out of his own tithes, and out of his own earnings to make sure that we have a message of the hour. And I feel like tonight this is the message of the hour. And it says in Matthew 9:29, it is done unto you as you believe. I will never fail you, or I'll never forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Remember those promises? When you put your money to the money changer? When you pay the radio bill for Pastor Buddy and a Shepherd's Call? And we have many that contribute to my ministry. And for I am eternally gratefully that they would do this on behalf of this message tonight. It's gone out to you on the way of faith. And I'd like to encourage you, as I've said in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 6, David encouraged himself. When you're in trouble, encourage yourself. When things look dark, wait till the morning, because good news is coming. It'll always be good if you're always in control. If you let Him run the ship, you'll never shipwreck. You'll never miss the port of entry. And you'll never depart until your time to depart on your departure. So remember, in your body glorify Yahweh, which is Yahweh's. He deserves the glory and He deserves the honor. Now, we want you to write us tonight. Just simply write, Pastor Buddy, if this is the first time you've heard us on Saturday night, WWRB, then write us and tell us about it. Let us know how that the message was received. If it come in clear in your area, give us a feedback report. You can write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy now. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy, the P.O. Box number is 2284. New Tazewell, that's two words, N-E-W T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L. New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now get the zip and that'll be the most important thing. 37824. Now you can call me. I'm live tonight around the world on the transmitting jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185 and Clear Channel 5.050. It's a new transmitting channel that we have been fortunate enough to be granted that we are simulcasting also on 5050 as well as 3.185 as well as around the world on worldwide internet connection. You can download us at WWRB. Click on Galaxy One when it opens, and you will have Pastor Buddy. We're on now four nights a week, and we're looking for one more hour. The management of WWRB is collecting us a schedule of 5 hours a week live. So we're glad to pass this good news on to you. We'll be coming on one more hour as soon as we get a schedule locked in. We'll be announcing it for you. And you'll stay tuned for us. We'll be back Monday night. And we'll be coming on at 9 o'clock on Monday night on WWRB 3.185. And we know that Yahweh will bless you in tuning in to the Shepherd's Call Ministry. We hope and trust that we have a word of faith for you as we have delivered tonight, that you could be entrusted with Yahweh's word to lean out on Him. He's not going to fall. And trust in Him because He's big enough to carry your burdens through the night to get you to a new light of the morning. And I have found that to be so in my life. You can also reach us on our website. We have a website. The website is oneyahweh.com. That's www.oneyahweh.com. And that you could have access to our information. And you could also have access to our messages. You'll see that Brother Bob has posted all of our 209 messages right there that we have done this year. And then I think our messages go back probably as far as 205 on the website live with Pastor Buddy. All the messages are live. We love you tonight around the world. And remember, it's just one pair of hands that you owe your life to. Put yourself in His hands, in the palm of His hands. You can feel that nail-scarred hand and that love that He had for you, and you'll know that you've passed from death unto life because you love your brother. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you Monday night around the world on 3.185 and 5050 with Pastor Buddy. Yahweh bless you.